248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Sweltering heat is blanketing the world as planet Earth suffers through another day of an unofficial record high average temperature. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is feeling it in Miami.
It really does tell you something when you're talking about the heat in Florida in July being newsworthy. But right. Here we are. It's a third day in a row that a heat advisory has been issued for South Florida. So even though our temperature reading is in the 90s, the feels like temperature is anywhere from 105 to 109.
A UN spokesman blames countries not working fast enough to address climate change. Just in, its website says OceanGate, the company that managed the tourist submersible that imploded during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic, has suspended all exploration and commercial operations. New Jersey is mourning the loss of two firefighters killed battling intense smoky flames on a cargo ship loaded with 5,000 cars, trucks, and vans. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka.
Keep having the images of two firefighters being lowered down from a pulley from a ship that had to be at least 150 feet or so high.
Those flames broke out in several of the cars. More Americans are buying cars. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The annual sales rate is a first half close, pushing 16 million. That's a little lower than pre-pandemic levels, but car makers are also now selling fully loaded vehicles with few discounts.
Sales have come in a lot stronger through the first half than we anticipated.
Cox Automotive analyst Michelle Krebs concerned about the second half as higher interest rates take hold and auto workers threatened to strike.
New government research shows almost half the tap water in the U.S. contains forever chemicals. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The study from the U.S. Geological Survey was based on more than 700 water samples taken nationwide from private wells and public systems. Researchers say people can use the findings when considering whether to have their water tested or to install filters.
Former President Trump's personal aide, Ralph Nauta, made a court appearance in Miami today in the classified documents case. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Nauta was accused of moving the boxes around Mar-a-Lago as the feds were getting in on this case and just before they executed their search warrant.
Meta's new Instagram rival Threads launched today. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
So far, millions of people have already started to log on, and they found a very basic social network. It's focused on just sharing text.
The Dow down 412. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
CoreCivic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Authorities say it looks like a man from Beaver Dam was murdered at a strip club in western Wisconsin. 55-year-old Andrew Freshett was found unresponsive in the parking lot of a bar in Alma on Friday morning. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is looking into it, but they can't release any more information since it's an active investigation. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Street Dance is this Saturday, July 8th. The event begins with a parade down Main Street at 3:30. Food and refreshments will be available before and during the parade. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department will be selling refreshments, and they will also have activities for the kids. The band Southbound will play from 5 to 10, and there will be fireworks by the Braddock Company at dusk. The Rafters head to Mequon today to play a two-game series against the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch is tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 76. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 80. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, turning much warmer Sunday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the spectacular Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Thursday, July 6, 2023. Welcome in to a Thursday edition of the show. We appreciate you being here. Mr. Zommers, how's your day going?
Going pretty well. I had a very interesting day yesterday, as you well know.
Yes, it was.
Today is much more
calm,
subdued, and I'm okay with that.
All right. Me too. We're going to get into that in a minute. We went to lunch after the show, and we'll tell you about it in a moment. But first of all, I want to let you know, a big show today. Looking forward to it. At the bottom of this hour, 1:30 this afternoon, we have Kat Hadley. Kat Hadley, cool name, number one. She is with the Patriotic Millionaires. Sounds a little ominous in a way, doesn't it? Patriotic Millionaires, what's on their agenda? Well, they're coming to Wisconsin, in southwest Wisconsin, one of our radio stations there, WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center. Patriotic Millionaires doing an event in Richland Center. Only the second of its kind in the country. A lot of folks in Richland Center reached out to me and said, is this a scam? And the short answer is no, it's not a scam. Because normally, when you know something's too good to be true, it usually is. In this case, it's not. We'll have Kat Hadley here of Patriotic Millionaires to explain this event in Richland Center and how you can still attend if you'd like to participate in learning the money trail. How are decisions made on taxation and how it affects each and every one of us? How we can be empowered through education. And if you go to this meeting next Wednesday in Richland Center, you actually get paid $50 to go. And free bowling. And free food. It's the real deal. 1:30, Kat Hadley, Patriotic Millionaires. In hour number two, our friend John Roach, Madison writer, filmmaker, and all-around cool dude, John Roach. Wisconsin has a love affair with the summer cabin. Now, not all of us have a summer cabin, but we like the idea, right, of the summer cabin. Go up north to the summer cabin. Well, we'll find John Roach, strangely enough, or not so strange, at his summer cabin up north in northern Wisconsin today. We will talk about love of writing in a cabin. It's kind of the long history of Wisconsinites' summer vacations in a cabin, and maybe get into a little bit of the summer blockbusters as well. The new Mission Impossible movie is out, and I watched a special on it last night on CBS. And the cool thing about it is, they do a lot of these, like Tom Cruise. Wouldn't that be fantastic if Tom Hanks just became the new star of Mission Impossible?
That would be very interesting.
But no, Tom Cruise does a lot of these stunts himself. And I like the fact that there are still movies being made where actors and or stunt doubles are doing real stunts. Real sets are being built rather than creating it through CGI and computer.
So I am of the mind that the best way to do it is a marriage of both.
Okay, I can accept that. And I'm sure, I know that there is a marriage of both of these in Mission Impossible as well. It's not all. I mean,
right.
quote unquote real.
You can.
Right. But yeah, I agree with you on that. But John Roach will be here at 2:30. Of course, a filmmaker himself, and give us The Straight Story. That was one of his movies, actually, The Straight Story. So here's the deal. Mr. Zomers and I went to lunch, and we might have to pick this up after the break, but we went to lunch yesterday, and a fast food joint down the road here. And we were sitting there eating our tacos and burritos, and a young man in his 20s came out of the bathroom, and at first I caught a corner of my eye, and I'm like, maybe this guy happens to be disabled or whatever. He was kind of dragging one of his feet. And I didn't want to stare or anything, so whatever. And then he kind of stopped. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he having like an epileptic seizure or something? And then before I or anyone else could get to him, he just fell face first onto the concrete floor. And another gentleman and I jumped up and got some napkins bleeding on his forehead and got him into a chair. The folks at Chipotle, I'll just say it, called the ambulance, and the manager came out, and she was spectacular and kind of
yes,
held,
absolutely,
yeah, held
she
the guy.
She handled that situation yep, so
him.
Well.
But here's I shouldn't say clearly, but fairly clearly, the guy had gone to the bathroom and done some sort of overdosing on something. His skin looked like he was a corpse.
Yes,
it was not good at all. And the thing that ticked me off the most, and Mr. Zomers, I think you'll agree, is there were a couple of white young, either high school or college kids, I would say somewhere between 17 and 19,
yeah,
maybe 20 at the most. And what was their reaction? They were sitting 4 feet from him.
So at first they were asking him, they were saying it a bit bluntly. What they were asking was good questions. They're like, so, yo, dude, what are you on? Is it like Oxy or something? And I'm like, you could phrase that a little bit nicer. Like they're trying to help, kind of, right, but they're also just poking at him. And then next thing, just like that, pulling out the phone, taking a video and commentating on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. It's so
two
inappropriate.
Young dudes, I'll call them white privileged dudes, and I'll tell you why in a second, pull out their cell phones to record this. I mean, it could be your brother, a cousin, a friend. I mean, someone has an addiction problem and is struggling and is in a life-threatening situation. And these two kids, their first reaction is to pull out their cell phones and record it. And I say they're white privilege because, and we'll talk about this more after the break, when they left, they went out and got into their BMW and drove away. Two skinny white dudes, high school kids, in their BMW, taking videos of someone having a life-threatening situation. That, my friends, is the definition of white privilege. Back after this, stay with us on the other side. This is the Todd Aubel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Thursday afternoon, July 6th. Our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is in this hour. We appreciate him as always. Going to take your phone calls in a minute on a little reaction to the state budget. But I want to finish up this incident, I'll call it, event, that Mr. Zommer and I witnessed yesterday during lunch after the show, in which a... And just make sure that we're putting all of our cards on the table, because I mentioned the race of the other two kids. The guy who had the problem, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but a suspected overdose problem, happened to be white as well. So was we overheard him tell the paramedics he was 27. He looked younger, but maybe because his skin, I mean, it really scared me, Aaron. I mean, I thought the guy was close to death.
I mean, he was, I'm sure, because if you overdose on something like that and you don't get treatment, yeah, that's likely what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He
did not look good.
Did not look very good.
So he was white. So it was all three of these people were white, just to be clear. But these two high school slash maybe freshman and college kids kind of, I don't know, I shouldn't say how they were dressed. I mean, like higher end athletic gear. And then they get in their BMW and drive away. And at one point, when the manager of the restaurant was holding this poor guy who had bloody head and bloody mouth from falling in the concrete, and being very kind to the guy, she had his back. The manager, she had her back to these two young kids. And Aaron and I talked about, I regret not saying something at that point.
Me too.
And the reason I think that we didn't, you correct me if I'm wrong, is we didn't want, I mean, they appeared to be the kind of kids that would just get up in your grill and start saying, because I said, it used to be when I was growing up, when a 53-year-old guy told a 17, 18-year-old kid to knock something off. My example is always my industrial arts teacher from middle school, Jerry Sims, a former Navy guy. You know, all he had to do was give you the look and cross his arms. It used to be when an adult told a teenager to knock something off, you did it. You just give some respect.
And to a degree, I understand it not being like that, because no, you shouldn't just listen to everything anyone says without question, but you should at least consider it.
I think that's our age difference, because I'm still of the mind. I mean, unless somebody is telling you to do something illegal or just morally corrupt,
right, exactly,
or something.
So consider it.
But I think if an adult who's substantially older, especially when you're a kid, a teenager, and an adult says, hey, knock that off.
Oh, yeah, if it's something like
there's
knock
a certain
off, yeah.
amount of respect you should be paying to your elders. I hate to call myself an elder, but in this case. And these kids, I mean, they were the kind of kids, the punky kids, that would just get up in your grill and say, hey, dude, F you can't do you. And it's like, I didn't want to cause a bigger scene for this poor manager, because I've been a manager of a restaurant. I've been a manager at retail, and I know all the legal stuff that person's going to have to fill out, have to check cameras, the EMT, let alone taking care of the poor person that was having the drug overdose.
That's exactly it. I thought, I really just wanted to walk over there and be like, hey, man, that's not appropriate. You really should just...
Right.
But just... think about not doing that. But then I also thought, you know what? We don't know when the paramedics are going to arrive, and I don't want to be in the way, bare minimum. Also,
one call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th annual celebration and street dance on Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. There will be activities for the kids and plenty of food trucks and other refreshments. The parade begins at 3:30 p.m. and the street dance begins at 5 p.m. when Southbound takes the stage. Don't forget to stick around for the fireworks at dusk presented by the Braddock Company. Help celebrate 76 years of community service with the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in downtown Rudolph. Don't miss it.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department for their 76th annual street dance, Saturday, July 8th at 1559 Main Street in Rudolph. Parade begins at 3:30 p.m. with activities for the kids, food trucks and refreshments, the music of Southbound from 5 to 10 p.m. and fireworks at dusk by the Braddock Company. The Hub City Concert Series presents the Jerry Schmidt Band on Friday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Wenzel Family Plaza, 201 South Chestnut Avenue in Marshfield. This outdoor concert includes outdoor games and local food trucks.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Says, quote, "I don't know if that's white privilege by definition. It's just straight up lacking humanity." Now, that's fair. I guess I just say it because, you know, and I'm reading a little bit into it. I'll admit that. But they were just kind of the white douchey kids that get every, like, they're probably, they're, these are the type, Aaron, agree or disagree. These seemed like, keyword seemed like, the kind of guys where their biggest struggle in life to date in their 17 or 18 years on the planet was, "Mom forgot to fill up the Beamer with gas."
That is the impression they gave, whether or not that's true. And we know to an extent that's true because they did have a Beamer.
They had a Beamer.
And they were talking about, "I got to show this video to my mom," or whatever. Which I did hear them say that. That was so weird.
Yeah. That was what one of the guys told. The manager said she finally saw it and told him to knock it off. She wasn't taking any crap from anybody. God bless her. And the kid says to the manager, I got it. I'm showing it to my mom. I got to show this to my mom. I mean, people complain about, you know, parental, you know, raising kids, right? Who gives their kid a Beamer at 17, 18 years old and trains your kid? Yeah, take a video of someone perhaps dying and bring it home and show it to me. And we'll have a couple of yucks over that, over caviar, over in Blackhawk. I mean, who does that?
I don't know. And maybe it's not as bad. Maybe they, well,
It was as bad as that. You're smiling. You know it was as bad as that. My point is, if you come upon someone who is struggling, don't judge. You have no idea what they're going through. Do what you can do to help. I should have done more yesterday. I should have spoken out.
And I will say, sometimes the best thing you can do, which is, this is more of what I did yesterday, is not get in the way. If you're there and other people are already helping, getting more bodies in there is not necessarily helpful.
Exactly. And we did hold the door open for the EMTs when they came and tried to do our little tiny part. But anyway, that was what was on my mind. I just thought it was worth sharing because sometimes life happens and whatever. I got a couple of minutes for this. And coming up at the bottom of the hour here after the break, Kat Hadley of Patriotic Millionaires, who is coming to Richland Center. We're going to talk to her in a minute, but or a couple of minutes here. Governor Tony Evers signed this budget with a bunch of vetoes, 50 some odd vetoes yesterday, line item vetoes. One of them was, apparently, he has vetoed out the $3.3 million for the transition for UW-Washington into a tech college system. This item that got in the budget via Dewey Strobel. And, you know, I've said this. I mean, look, God bless Washington County. I think they took the situation that happened at UW-Richland and they learned from it. It was the canary in the coal mine. And they were able to get Dewey Strobel to put money into this. And then it got vetoed. Howard Markley and Tony Kurtz voted for it from Southwest Wisconsin. They didn't put any money in for UW Richland. And then apparently the governor vetoed this out yesterday. I mean, I don't know who is serving the governor on higher education issues, because the governor doesn't read the entire budget. No governor does. Tommy Thompson, Jim Doyle, Scott Walker. They have policy directors, advisors that do this. I don't know who is advising the governor on higher education, but he is not being served well by that individual. I just don't get that at all. Let's go to the lines, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Steve in Middleton. Steve, I appreciate you calling in. What say you?
I had a similar incident like this happened once where there was a person in trouble and they were being taken care of. And two young guys pulled out their phone and started recording that. Well, it's like you say, you don't want a confrontation, but I got up, I turned my phone on, and I started taking a video of them taking a video.
Yeah.
And they said, what are you doing, man? And I said, well, I'm taking a video of a couple of fools that are videotaping somebody that's in need. Hey, well, what are you going to do that for, man? Well, I said, well, when you stop, I'll stop. Well, they put their phones away, because at one point I was going to say, well, I want to see you erase that off of there, or I'm just going to keep taking pictures of you. And they said, oh, leave us alone, man. That's fine. Just go. So I said, okay, but I don't want to see those phones out again until this guy's taken away.
That is brilliant. Brilliant, Steve.
Again, hopefully we're not in this situation again, but yeah. Something to keep in mind if it does happen.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you very much, Steve Middleton. It's so interesting Steve brings that up, because on the way home, driving home last night, Mr. Zomers, I thought that's what I should have done. I'm like, I should have just pulled up my phone and started, filming them. And then if they yelled at me, say, well, tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock on WMDS Radio in Madison, and we'll talk about it. Oh, that was – Steve, God bless you. That was great. We might get this later on, because on this budget thing, and we're kind of running out of time now. But Senator Van Wongard, who is a state senator Republican from down by Racine, Kenosha area, he put out a statement on Governor Evers' vetoes yesterday, filled with an F-bomb and a GD, and it didn't stand for gal dang. Now, Republicans attacked, State Senator Johnson, Democrat from Milwaukee, when she dropped an F-bomb on the floor during the debate? Yeah. And some people called for a resignation. I wonder if those same Republicans are going to call for the resignation of State Senator Van Wongard. By the way, he's one of those guys, you always say his name together. You never call him Senator Wongard. It's always Van Wongard. Because it sounds Dutch, you understand? So like Van Wongard. It sounds like his entire last name. But his first name is Van, and his last name is Wongard. Here's the quote from Van Wongard on Governor Evers' budget. And I'm obviously cleaning it up for radio. Quote, with his veto message today, Governor Evers said, F the taxpayers. They don't know a GD thing about spending their own money, unquote. These vetoes aren't the work of a rational governor. They're the conscious decision of a radical governor. And he goes on from there. 30 years in politics. Was a Republican up to 2011. Worked for the Senate Majority Leader, State Senator, United States Congressman. Never seen, Republican or Democrat, independent, never seen a sitting state senator or any Wisconsin elected official use the F word or GD in an official press release.
Right. That's the thing that I think differentiates this from Johnson, right, is that hers was a statement. Now, you can argue it should or should not have been used, but this isn't a press release, which just looks weird.
Weird. I'm old enough to remember Van Wongard when he had a secret meeting with WEAC, Morris Andrews, and John Stocks and Dale Schultz on overruling Scott Walker's Act 10. Have to talk about that sometime. Back after this.
This summer, 5-4.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. If you're going to the 4-H pool party on July 16th, payment is due tomorrow. 4-H is throwing a pool party at the Wisconsin Rapids Recreation Complex on July 16th from 2 to 4. This is for all 4-H youth and families. The cost is $5 per participant. Payment is due tomorrow, July 7th. Crews responded to a garage fire early yesterday morning in Whiting. The flames were put out quickly by the three responding fire departments, but the inside of the garage was completely burned. The fire is still under investigation. It may take a long time before we know why a freight train jumped the tracks in Reeseville the other day. The State Railroad Commissioner says only a small number of people are trained to handle these types of investigations. No one was hurt when 29 train cars derailed on the 4th of July. The cars weren't carrying anything hazardous, but the damage to the tracks and the cars is extensive. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 76. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Cloudy tomorrow, high of 80. Upper 70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, turning much warmer Sunday, with highs in the mid-80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Because of gerrymandering, never really had to put up with a governor. Because when Van Wongard was in the Senate before he got beat the first time, he had Scott Walker. And for a story for another day, we'll talk about how he actually worked behind the scenes to undermine Scott Walker's Act 10. But now he's being caught down. Now he has to, like, have somebody to deal with. It's not just all one rule, one party rule. So, Jack and Merrimack, I appreciate that call. A great point there. It's hard to play with, get along in the sandbox, right, and play with all your toys. Jack and Merrimack, we appreciate you calling. Welcome in the segment. It is 1:35. Great guest. Appreciate her being here all the way from Michigan via the magic of Zoom. It is Kat Hadley, and she is with the Patriotic Millionaires. Kat, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here. So we're going to get into this event in Richland Center, my hometown, back where I first started in radio at WRCO, WRCE. But first, a little bit about yourself. How did you, what's kind of been your process? Where'd you grow up? And how did you end up with Patriotic Millionaires?
Sure. I am a Michigan native, so right next door.
Sweet.
I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was raised by two social workers and had kind of a interesting path to politics. I'm elected in Ann Arbor as a library board trustee now. Mm-hmm. I was actually a high school dropout, and for a long time I worked for minimum wage. Mm-hmm. So I was a barista and a waitress and the world's worst receptionist at a salon. hopefully no one ever went. I promise I'm much better at politics than I ever was at, any of that. But So I ended up going back to college later in life when I finally had some stability in my life and started to see kind of how policy impacted that earlier portion of my life. Ended up transferring from the community college to University of Michigan, where I got into a program that said, hey, you need to get an internship in D.C. and applied a bunch of places, but got a call back from Patriotic Millionaires. And I first saw the website and I just thought, I don't know about this. But, upon reading about it, it's like, oh, this is a group of high net worth people that want a livable minimum wage for folks. They want higher taxes on themselves and they want political equity for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then I did my internship for about a year, graduated, and they called me up and said, hey, we want to do a grassroots program and we want to get, we want to figure out how to bring our message to people. And that's kind of what became the Great Economy Project. So, yeah.
Great introduction. I appreciate that. We all have a journey, right? And yours is unique, like we all are. What was it that really, and I guess maybe you started to tell us, or you touched on what the Patriotic Millionaires are, but I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, in layman's terms, it's a bunch of folks who have done well financially. I mean, this is beyond, because there are a lot of farmers in Wisconsin, right, who are worth $1.5 million, $2 million on paper. Farming is, or even more. Farming's not a but we're talking about people who are a multi, like the one percenters. And what is it that drew you to this organization? And at their essence, what is their mission?
Yeah. So for myself, I think it was seeing people kind of take responsibility. So you have somebody like, the president of our board, Morris Pearl, used to run BlackRock. And so seeing somebody that had that power and that money and realizing like my influence can be used to make life better for everyone, I find that really compelling. And I think in its essence, what Patriotic Millionaires wants to do is just ask to pay their fair share, and rebuild the economy to work for everyone and not just for the rich, because we see time and time again that these policies are made to support the 1% and not everyone else. And we've seen decades of that. And the impact of that is that everyone's struggling, and so that is the hope, to kind of work towards that goal.
And I know this sounds foreign, to a lot of people because I'm 53. I grew up, you know, in the late 70s and 80s. And Ronald Reagan was the first person at 12 years old that I campaigned for. And of course, we heard trickle down economics, right? That if you make it easier for the wealthy, that they'll make more money and that will trickle down to everyone because they'll pay their workers more. Well, as it turns out, as Stuart Stevens said in his book, a former Republican like me himself, it was all a lie. You know, it doesn't work by and large. And again, we're not talking about people who have small businesses. It might be worth several hundred thousand or even a couple of million. We're talking about the Jeff Bezoses of the world and you know, the ultra rich and what they kind of just keep their money, right?
Yeah. I mean, and the thing about, I wish trickle down economics worked. I don't think we'd be where we are if they did. And you know, my family has a bust of Reagan in North Dakota, where sure. my dad's family's from. So, I think that I also want to point out that this is both sides of the aisle. We've had different people on either side, you know, Democrats and Republicans in elected office, and this problem has continued to grow. So this isn't one or the other. In fact, we work very purposely with everyone that we can who's willing to talk about this issue. Trickle down economics has not worked for everyone, and I think that it's not going to get better unless we make some serious policy moves and decisions. And that's what we want to do, is kind of work to build a movement to demand that fair economy for every American.
You made a great point. I want to just hammer it home for people that are listening. I got a chance to meet Erica Payne, the founder and president. I'm going through her book right now called Tax the Rich, How Lies, Loopholes, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. I have it right here. Great read so far. And she's going to be here in Richland Center in Wisconsin for this event. But she makes the point, too. Whatever your issue is, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, whether you happen to be avid for equal rights, for marriage equality, or whether for religious reasons you're opposed to it, go right down the... They don't care. Patriotic millionaires don't want to get into that. This is not a let's come and gripe session and yell back and forth. They are narrowly focused on taxation and how it affects each one of us, correct?
Yep. We want to talk about money, 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 money. That's all we want to talk about. Because, you know, our theory in a way is that everything else is a distraction, you know, like we can focus on culture war stuff, but the side effect of that is that they're also passing bills that make the rich richer and make everyone else a little bit poorer. And that struggle continues to climb. And so we want to talk to you about money, and that's about it. But that's a really important and robust subject. So, yeah.
It's a super important subject. So you're part of this team that you've done this once in North Carolina. Richland Center is kind of the second pilot project, or Wisconsin is. And you looked around. How did you end up choosing Richland Center?
So there were a few reasons. We try to do this in populations that are a little bit smaller. Like, the idea is that it's kind of word of mouth. So if one person knows it, 20 people know it. And then also we're looking for places that have, something like we're doing this at the Phoenix Center. You know, there's like a central place where people can gather. There's good walkability if people want to knock doors, things like that. But we drove around Wisconsin and looked at a few spots, and we just really decided that Richland Center was it. It just hit the metrics for us. So we're really excited to be here.
So it's next Wednesday in Richland Center. For those in the statewide audience might not know, it's a town of 5,000 people. Happens to be my hometown in southwest Wisconsin, kind of halfway between Madison and La Crosse and Highway 14. It is next Wednesday, July 12th at 5:30. What is, a lot of people have said, Todd, is this a scam? It sounds like Amway to me. I can tell people it's not a scam. Tell people exactly what it is that you hope are going to accomplish next Wednesday if people sign up and come.
Sure. And if you want to sign up, you can email cat@patrioticmillionaires.org, and I can get you all registered. And, you know, we're happy if people just show up day of as well. Mm-hmm. We love to know ahead of time so we can keep a head count. But our hope with this is, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a free dinner, some rounds of bowling if you'd like it, bring friends. You're going to learn basically our opinion on the economy, and then you can apply to be in a program. And then once you're in the program, you're paid to just learn more about the economy and how we view it. And what we do is we bring out different experts. So we're going to have Chuck Collins from the Institute for Policy Studies come talk about philanthropy. We're going to have Sarah Anderson, also from the Institute of Policy Studies, talk about CEO pay. Caitlin Henderson from Oxfam comes out. We do a screening of one of our members, Abigail Disney's film, The American Dream and Other Fairy Tales, that she made after getting phone calls from workers in Disney that were being not paid very well. So there's a really wide variety of programming talking about these different things. So our hope for Wednesday is that you come meet us, you get interested in this program, and then we see you again in 2 weeks for the next meeting.
And when people come to these programs, they are not going to be in any way, shape, or form asked for any sort of money. There's no investment. In fact, Kat, it's the opposite, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So if you're accepted in the program, so after the meet and greet, if you're accepted in the program, you get paid $50 just to be there and listen to us talk about economics. And all we ask is just for your honest opinion on things. We are not trying to sell you anything. I don't have a way to make you a millionaire. I don't have a way to make me a millionaire either, for the record. Working on it, but not there yet. We're not trying to be Amway. We're not trying to sell you anything. We just really want to talk to people about the economy and see if we can work together to fix it and make it better.
I think this is great. And again, make sure, because there's a lot of people in the Richland County area who have reached out to me. And I want to be clear, you are not asked for money. And to your point, Kat, this is not about, hey, come and find out how you could be a millionaire too. Not that at all. It is rich folks who have said, you know what, it's going to sound weird, but we actually believe in patriotism in America and in democracy, and we don't think that we've been taxed enough. We've done very well. We think we should pay more of our fair share, and we want to tell you why that is and how you can make a difference in your community. We'll pay you $50 to come. Think of it more like a medical study, like you see on TV. If you give us 3 weeks of your time, you can earn such and such. Only this, you don't have to be poked, prodded, or take any medication. You just have to listen, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right, very good. So this is coming up next Wednesday, and if people want to get involved, it's cat at patrioticmillionaires.org. Important for people to remember.
Otherwise, one quick question that I haven't heard mentioned yet. So if somebody wants to show up or they don't know about it, a friend tells them about it, and it's the day before, so they can't pre-register, where in Richland Center are they going?
Oh, the Phoenix Center. So 300 South Orange Street. So right at the bowling alley. And that's totally fine. You know, I talked to somebody on the phone today that said, well, I didn't get a direct invite in the mail. That's okay. You know, we did a big mailing service. So you probably saw some flyers, but yeah, it's no big deal. We're just trying to get the word out as much as possible. And it's tricky when you're not on the ground as quickly as we can be. So, yeah.
I know when Erica was out here in Richland Center doing the scouting trip, she sat down with my former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, who lives in Richland Center. Dale and his wife, Rachel, the former school administrator, they're going to be there. They know Dale would not be involved in anything that's a scam. So he's just going to be there just to say, hey, you know what? I've heard of this organization. I think everybody should listen. My colleague, Phil Nee at WRCO Radio, WRCE, WRCO, Richland Center, he's going to be the moderator for the evening. So Phil Nee is going to be there. That's a name familiar with people in Southwest Wisconsin. And I think it's just a great educational opportunity, Kat, because I've heard a little bit about this. I'm looking forward to the evening. But once you start hearing the facts, it just kind of blows your mind.
Well, really, what we're trying to do is give people data for their lived experience. Like, that was my deal in college, is realizing, you know, like, there were systems in place that made this squeeze happen, you know, because I'm a child of the 80s. So I've felt that squeeze and seen my friends struggle to, like, you know, own a home or have children. And these are real problems, and they're only going to get worse if we don't work on them.
Going to come back. One second. Back on the other side of the break, we have Kat Hadley, Patriotic Billy.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosures.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crustbuster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. It is 1:50 on a Thursday, July 6th. Happy to have you along with us and happy to have our guest this hour, Kat Hadley. She is with the Patriotic Millionaires. Great group of essentially rich folks with a conscience. My words, not hers. But I mean, it's like, you know, hey, we did well and we want to give back. And this is something that's been happening. And now I'm going to go a little bit local for my hometown folks that might be listening. We have had people like this in maybe a slightly different level, but still done it in Richland Center, Richland County. A guy by the name of Dr. Keith Brewer, a guy who was a scientist, grew up in Richland Center, and was noted for a lot of his cancer research, worked in D.C. for years, did very well, and gave a substantial amount of money to build the public library in Richland Center that still stands. Another guy, John Simons, and his late wife, well, they're both gone now, but Dorothy Simons. And they and Edie Simons, he had two wives, the first one passed away, John and Edie, and then Dorothy Simons. They gave a they have a very wealthy, and they helped build the Simons Rec Complex, which is the natatorium in Richland Center, on the campus of Richland Center, which still stands. So these are the type of folks I'm talking about for the Richland Center listeners, people who did well but have a conscience and just want to give back. And Kat, that's what the Patriotic Millionaires are, correct me if I'm wrong, at probably just a larger scale.
Yeah, absolutely. So it goes beyond just giving back, right? Because I think absolutely, like, giving back is essential and important, but the thing is, if we can make policy change, that those are going to be, it's everyone doing it, not just the few. You know, oftentimes we run into the argument of, well, if you want to pay more taxes, just send the check in. Yeah. And what we try to explain to people is, like, you know, I mean, we could do that once or twice, but if we made the policy change, there's something that there's an investment in there, and then there's consistent change, because the one-off change is just not enough. You know, we've tried that. And if philanthropy was working well, I don't think, not that it's all bad, but, you know, I think we've tried that system now for a while and seen that policy is the thing that we need to invest in and change.
What you're, as I understand it, what you're looking at or looking for is systemic change in the way that our laws are written to tax.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and I mean, the Patriotic Millionaires has been around for over 12 years now working at this. And so what that looks like is getting all of our members, I think there's about 200, maybe a little bit more, but getting members to write to Congress, or, you know, we have a lobby week where we have our members show up in DC and talk to different representatives that will meet with us about these policies. And, you know, we're, Yeah, they've been working at it for 10 years. So over 10 years now. And sadly, it's not been enough for that. So, you know, one idea was, okay, well, if we can get both the working class to work on this and the super rich and come together on this issue, then maybe then we can really force that change to happen.
And under the auspices of transparency, because that's the kind of organization we are here at Civic Media, because I've also gotten a couple of people ask me, well, is my boss, is our boss, the owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, quote unquote, is he behind this? I said, well, Sage is not behind this. He, in auspices of transparency, he is a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. And it was kind of on his recommendation to, hey, come out and check out Wisconsin. And so, yes, he's you know, and certainly that's how I found out about it. I would have you on the show, whether my boss was involved or not, but I want to be clear to people that he is involved that way.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great member and really cares about this. But yeah, he's made some great connections for us, which we're really grateful for. But yeah, this program kind of is its own little entity that exists, not with a lot of direct influence.
I'm just curious, like, is there like a, what do you have to apply to be a Patriotic Millionaire? Is there like a maximum or minimum income amount? Like, you know, well, you're not quite a big enough millionaire to be our club. You know what, how do you take membership?
Right. Okay. So yeah, we absolutely do have an application process. I believe that you have to be either like actively making, not including your assets, over $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. And then there's another caveat where if you own over a certain threshold, you can also be a member, but that is pretty high.
I'm looking at the website, and that threshold is $5 million worth of assets.
Oh, very nice. All right.
And we do have a few members. You have somebody like Chuck Collins who gave away all of his fortune. He's still an honorary member.
Okay.
But Chuck Collins was the heir to the Oscar Mayer fortune, and he'll be joining us as well. Has a lot of Wisconsin roots there.
Yes, very controversial, though, because Oscar Mayer left Madison. That's very.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, as someone in Michigan, I feel the pain of things leaving. Trust
yeah,
me.
Right. that's super interesting, though, that there is app. Not just everybody can do this, but I think it's great that it's a diverse group of folks from all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have members all over, and we're going to have members at each meeting. So there are different people will be coming out. Some people are either from Wisconsin or they have roots in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to kind of bring them out and get them to see, you know, what's going on and talk to people. We ran a program in Whiteville, North Carolina, and had a bunch of different members out. And it's always, you know, it's a blast. And it's really fun to see people go from, I know this is an issue, I know it's a problem, but maybe it's not my issue, because it's really easy to look at these systems and say, well, taxing the rich sounds good, but that doesn't really affect me. Mm-hmm. And once you realize how much it affects you, you know, that's kind of the wheels start turning on how can we fix this problem.
But a minute and a half left, it always goes too fast. Kat Hadley from Patriotic Millionaires. What's the hope at the end of these sessions? What do you hope to impact on the local community in Richland Center in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so, you know, what we hope is that you get a robust education on economics, but then, you know, we have a point where we just say, do you want to do anything about these issues? So we have at the last meeting, you can join an advocacy program if you're so moved to do so. And, you know, I can say in North Carolina, that's looked like talking to people in our community about these issues. It's looked like going up to the state capitol and saying these systems need to change and here's how we see it. And we give people lots of training so they can feel empowered, you know, because I tell people all the time, I'm like, as somebody from Michigan, your state rep doesn't care what I have to say about this, but they do care about what you have to say about this. So, you know, really for me, the hope of this is to give people their voice back and to have people realize that their voice in politics really does matter on these issues and a ton of other issues, but this is the one we'll focus on for now.
So the event is this coming Wednesday, July 12th at the Phoenix Center, the Bowling Alley in Richland Center. Doors open at 5, dinner at 5:30. It is all free. There is no donation. There is no ask for money at all. It's all, in fact, you'll be paid $50 if you are selected to join the ongoing meetings moving forward. You can sign up by going to CAT at patrioticmillionaires.com. Or calling 734-664-7344. Kat, really appreciate you being with us today.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm excited to see everyone soon.
Well, I can't wait to see you in Richland Center. You know, any chance to get back to my hometown, that's going to be a lot of fun. And I think learn a lot. That's the biggest thing here, right? It's educate. You're getting paid to go to school, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Kat, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. We'll see you at the Michelin Center next week. If you have questions, give us a call. We'll talk about it next hour. Stay with us now. After the news, we'll be back. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Fitz.